So here it is in the middle of a heat wave, in the middle of the summertime, at its lazy and hypnotic best, and we get a gospel story like this. And what a story of the intrigues of the ruler's palace, salacious dancing, jealousy, envy, a leader afraid to lose face in front of those who surround him. And so he goes and does something at his heart of hearts he knows to be foolish, and that hurts him. And a man of God, a holy one, John the Baptizer, killed arbitrarily, momentarily, a loss of great proportions for people, and it's treated with indifference. Impulsively, he's arbitrarily killed. What's the good news in this? Well, certainly the gospel writer gets our attention. For up to this point, things have been going fabulously well for Jesus. He's been surrounded by crowds wherever he goes. They press in on him. He has no room. He has to even get into the water to kind of get away from them. They want to touch his robes. They see healings before them. They see demons scatter. And they want to see more. They want more. Jesus is a celebrity. He's popular. He's all the talk. And he seems to have magic in his hands and in his being. He's going to make things easy. He's going to make things different. And maybe he'll become king. And maybe we'll be part of his court. And maybe we too can rule like he does. Maybe we can take over from the rich and powerful. Maybe life could be all so much better. This is a prophet from God, and God will make it better for us. The expectations for a change, a transformation, have been set by John before Jesus, who's a forerunner, and he's come to tell the people to turn and change their ways. And then Jesus comes on the scene with all of this exciting energy, and the people gather and expectations rise. But at this height of expectation, John's beheading stops us in our tracks. What happens to a prophet of God? Why, he is killed, and in such a brutal way. What happens to God's son then, who follows this one? His life of wonder is cut off brutally on the cross. What does this mean about God? Is God powerless? Is all of this lost and worthless? And where does all of this lead? What are we to make of it? Well, as I've reflected on this lesson, I've reflected on the fact on the life of faith. And I would like to talk about the way of faith. Because I think the gospel is giving us a warning and a hope about the life of faith. For the promise of a life of faith is a life of freedom. It is a life of choosing between two extremes and walking the freedom of the balance between. To walk in faith is to face the world as it is, brutal, rejecting, selfish, impulsive, and it's also trust the work of God in the world. Faithful, steadfast, merciful, persistent. And Jesus wants us to be clear that this is not easy street, nor is it without hope. I brought a walking stick, just for an example. On the one hand, let's say we're walking a tightrope, holding a stick like this, of how to give us balance and purpose. On the one side of the stick, let's say, we have a crowd following Jesus who have inordinate hope of gaining something. They think that Jesus is going to give them popularity, celebrity status, all the success in the world. Jesus is going to make them a winner, on top, gain victory, have what they need. But then on the other side of the stick, we see fear, the power of fear. We can focus on the fear of inordinate loss. On this side of the stick, we focus on the hope of inordinate gain. And on this side of the stick, we focus on the fear of inordinate loss, the brutality, the ending, the death of the prophet, the end of the world, losing power, losing prestige, losing status, losing face, losing it all. So Jesus comes with leadership, and he doesn't go with either of these two extremes. He doesn't promise celebrity status, nor does he say that there is no hope, that all is ended. But he doesn't say there is no life abundant and joy and wonder, or there is no ending and loss of certain attachments in order to walk. No, he walks the balance between fear of inordinate loss and the hope of inordinate gain. He walks the balance between. The plumb line, as the prophet spoke of. The straight line. The compass. What is that line? What is the balance? But God. A God who comes in promise, persistent, and at the core of life. A God, what does Jesus want for his disciples? What does he want for them? He wants them to know and love the God who knows and loves them. He wants them to be connected. He wants them to be connected to this grace, to this steadfast mercy, to this hope that God has for all humanity. This is the freedom of faith, to walk between two inordinate poles, to walk between in the hope of God, a relationship with God, a relationship with grace and mercy. So Jesus leads us in the right paths, not promising us extraordinary power and not trying to make us afraid of loss and dying. He leads us in right paths to take us from the destructive powers that can claim us and oppress us, and yet to lead us in and through the realities of this world as it is today, in a transformed way of being, towards the freedom of acting out of our true desire. We are restless until we rest in God. The desire to know God and to live in the freedom that God's love creates. Jesus invites us to let go of all those things we're holding on so tightly to in fear of losing, to relinquish them in order to live in the hope that God has for us in the present, to trust that God will bring life that will expand us, not diminish us. He wants us to live in the gift of life, the gift of our lives, to live without fear of gain or loss, to be freed to be the gift that God has made us to be, to see others as gift, and to live in that freedom. Our world today is filled with false promise. We have prophets all over the place promising us immediate gratification, easy answers. We also have prophets who pronounce only fear. Act fast. React. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Or everything's going to be lost. We live in a world filled with prophets who promise a great big reward, as well as those who want to scare us into a panic, turn us in on ourselves in fear. Fear that there's not enough for us. Fear that all that we've been will be lost, and we have to grab and hold on to what we can. To walk with Jesus is to walk the way of balance, steadfast trust, to balance between a fantasy of thinking, oh, everything's going to be great, unicorns and rainbows are going to come and bring peace on earth, That's a fantasy to think that the world will become a different place without struggle, without our engagement, that it's going to come from something, somewhere. Jesus doesn't promote that kind of fantasy, nor does he promote the kind of fear that says there is no hope, just despair, give up, opt out, because this world is so cruel, there is nothing yet to offer. He doesn't go that way either. Nor does he tell us that we operate in a world without death, without loss. He's saying go into a world, be ready to let go for the sake of the love of God that abides and brings true life, true grace in the midst of it all. He's inviting us to offer our very lives to the future, to give the inheritance that which we have inherited, the free gift of God in grace, to pass that on to the next generation. and to trust that the power of God works in and through us. And we know how we are. To trust that the power of God transforms the world, and we know how it is. Walk in the balance. This is the life of faith. May we find the courage and take the risk for the sake of God's love for this world. Amen.